right. Hello, my darlings. Welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Samuel Hoffman. Samuel Hoffman has been on before. I'm sure he will be on again. Samuel, this is the first time that I have ever had a fan of a guest reach out to me asking me to get the guest back on the show. So you're quite famous. Or you're more famous than we are. I don't know. That may make you not very famous at all, actually. But
well, I had a bunch of people asking for a long time, and I finally just said, well, you need to ask them if I can be back. And so I mentioned that, and so they went after and tried to contact you, I guess.
Well, it works. So, it works. You know, the squeaky wheel.
Yep. And we all have a little more time on our hands also, so,
Yeah, ain't that the truth. Ain't that the truth. I'm working with half a job, but it didn't take me long to fill up all my spare time with stupid little hobbies to take my time up.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before, but we were talking about it briefly while I was trying to get the technological side of this set up here. We tried to do Zoom for this. We tried to do Skype for this. I called you. I heard something I've never heard before. At first, it said that your phone wasn't taking calls from my number, and then it was telling me that you were disconnected. It just kept switching back and forth as it was giving me instructions of what to do. And then at one point, it wanted me to type in the number that I was calling from. So, what's up with your phone, man?
Well, I think they don't really want anybody to talk to me from other states or from Europe or things like that. When I have people from Europe try to call me, they are told that my phone number of 15 years is disconnected. And numerous people in the U.S. have tried to call me in from Canada as well, and they cannot get through. And it's, as far as I know, I have no blocks whatsoever on my phone, with the exception of, the standard robocall thing that I hopefully everybody has. But other than that, there's no reason for this, except I'm sure that I'm thoroughly being watched.
So. This prompts the question. We've talked before, but of course, we have new listeners, so we can prompt the question some more. And that is, who is the they that doesn't want the message out, because there's a lot of potential theys in this world. There's lefts, there's rights, there's a government on the whole, there's shadow governments. Who do we think this they is?
Well, unfortunately, we have to say all of the above. And because there are numerous, numerous factions, including factions exterior of our immediate environment, meaning extraterrestrial, non-Earth-based factions that are probably numerous ones that are all trying to get their agenda, because there is no real good or evil. There is no good or bad. It is political or sociological agenda, according to whom, whichever faction wants to do whatever they want to do and back their money behind. But there's a lot of different factions here right now. We've had tons of evidence of that in different ways. And I could, digress into that topic, but I'm sure that we need to stay a little closer to where we are at now. But there's a whole lot of distraction going on, and we can see that in our daily news and everything. For example, most people are not informed currently of the weather issues that are going on around the world. And there's obviously some attempt at a distraction ratio. So.
Yeah, that's one thing that I wanted to discuss, the distraction. It's like when I look at social media, especially with this upcoming election, I got a bunch of people yelling the same thing at one another. They're just all, oh, well, Trump went after these women, and they're all, well, Biden sniffs people's hair. Well, Trump was working with the Russians, and now Biden, they're saying, is working with the Russians. It's like they're just hucking the same thing at one another. Do you think this is all just to distract from a greater truth?
Well, we have now, if we go to the reference of what we've been citing at book for the last couple of months. Now, I've talked about in the last show the 180-day cycle. Now, we are in a time period right now where the passing planets are so very, very close to us, and there's objects there's an asteroid group, or multiple asteroid groups, I should say, underneath these larger gas giants, sort of like their own Oort cloud group. And NASA has been putting out all these tidbits saying that, you know, this is this, which what they are is they're giving half-truth. There's a series of asteroids underneath Attu's moon, and they're coming so close to us in these close passes that they are seriously and drastically affecting our weather. Now, last week, or this week, as a matter of fact, 3 days ago, 4 days ago, we've had this massive storm that went through over the United States and has torn all the you know these trees down and wiped out power. There's still no power in Ohio. A very large portion of their crops have been damaged. And we saw this 3 days in a row, and there will be a thing tonight as well. So if you live in literally North Dakota all the way to the East Coast, you know, stare up at whatever's going to fly over the top of us, because it's going to be dark, it's going to be electrical, and it's going to be windy and scary. But anyway, I really think there's a lot of stuff going on that they're trying to distract us from paying attention, and some of it might be highly dangerous. And some of it might be factional activity from space, because we have been seeing nonstop every day. I'm getting 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 sightings of the Texas Cube or the Long Box Cube. Now, this week we saw some footage of a three-rocketed engine on this very large object lifting up in front of the sun. And it was so blatantly weird footage that we have never seen anything like this before, that we were actually attributing it to like the Long Box Cube repositioning itself in orbit. Because a year and a half, 2 years ago, when the Long Box Cube was originally sighted by the masses around from the United States and reports coming in from Europe as well at the same time, We noticed that they were orbiting literally from the North Pole, going all the way to the South Pole, and then orbiting back up to the North Pole in a very close proximity orbit. And it was very surprising, because this thing was large and it was cold and putting off weird gaseous little trails and stuff, because you could see the cold of space versus the atmospheric reaction. And so we think that some of that is happening again. So there's this activity up in space, the activity of the crossing of the planets and the asteroids and the electrical activity and the storms. And if you look there, you know, in Asia is flooding. One of the problems from one of the close passing planets, Nepesity, it does this atmospheric suck up of moisture, and then it dumps down a year's worth of rain within an hour. And we've got tons of footage showing many of these occurrent storms from around the world in the last few months that are so overwhelmingly proof that this is happening over again, because it's dumping so much water that you've never ever seen anything like this in your entire life. It's just this centrifuge of just mass amounts of millions of gallons of water just coming down in what we refer to as a rain bomb.
And yeah, there was something on the news the other day about something like, I don't know, 6 inches of rain in 10 minutes in China at one point.
Right, and all of the dams in China are overflowing. Now they have, this is standard monsoon season, but they're recording this as beyond anything they've ever recorded in recorded history. Now we have to take into account that China's records go back almost 8,000 years, and they had the Great Flood, and that was literally at the time of the last cycle of the passing planets of Nibiru. So if they're recording even higher, of course, I don't know if they're cross-referencing that far back, but if they've got the highest record amount of monsoonal flow they've ever experienced, well, then it's telling me that we're, you know, this is factual, and we've got tons of footage coming in daily, and we can't argue with it.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless
pets. Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Radio Wasteland comes to you from the Reading studios of Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and AM 1460. Visit Radio Wasteland at Instagram at instagram.com/Radio Wasteland. You are listening to Samuel Hoffman right here on Radio Wasteland as we discuss Nibiru.
I have people that are questioning me, well, why don't you go to your peer groups and report all of this science? And as we can find out that reporting it to deaf ears who don't want to hear about it and are paid not to talk about it, well, then I'd be wasting my time. And I think, you know, the people, the citizen science needs to come out and just override the paid-off powers that be, the they that are out there, and we need to actually get on, and hear them saying those words, get on board with the facts that we've proven over the last decade that, yes, these planets are here. We've got so many matching pictures time after time for literally 10 years straight, so we can't argue with the science anymore. I mean, it's proof. It's absolute, absolute, undeniable proof that it's happening. And the question now becomes, are you going to get on board with the information, or are you going to stick your head in the sand and not pay attention to it?
Yeah, you sent me one clip. I think it was a video. And I have YouTube TV, not that this really matters, but... For some reason, my app doesn't keep up with the internet very well, and if I try to rewind, it cuts the audio. So my wife and I religiously try not to rewind live TV. You know, but this video that you sent us was actually on the other day, and my wife didn't see it, and it was worth rewinding, and I, like, rewind it because it's that black and white footage of the storm moving across the country with the electrical stuff. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, and, yeah. And I showed it to her, and I'm just all like, whoa, man, this is like some apocalyptic, like, Day After Tomorrow-looking stuff right here.
Right, and it spreads in a circle with this circular pattern, and it. I don't know if you ever saw the video I put out in. I believe it was in 2018, and it was of course in July, I think, when the last. It was in the middle of the 180-day cycle when we had sightings here from my location in Lowell, Montana, and then we also had a person who was in Stevensville, which is about 35 miles away from me here, and then we had somebody in. Bozeman, and we had somebody in Billings, and then somebody in South Dakota all confirmed the path of these objects that were going over the top of us. And then we cross-referenced it to the SSEC satellite footage, and it all matched. And lo and behold, this was the object cluster group going over the top of us because we had confirmations from, you know, five locations. Plus radar. So and it's the same pattern, but it's a slightly different approach angle from the south, whereas before it was more west to east, and now it's approaching from the south and heading in a northeast pattern. And then we saw that footage that you were referring to, and it literally all matched. And they were getting hurricane force winds of 125 mile an hour gusts, and this is, of course, what tore all those trees down in Iowa. And yet they're not commenting about this on the news at all, and they're giving, you know, over 100 mile an hour winds. Well, a circular storm, anything past 75 miles an hour is a Category 1 hurricane. Mm-hmm. And if this is happening in the northern hemisphere, that is not supposed to exist. And if they're naming it a derecho, well, then that's a lie because it is not a sandstorm because you don't get 125-mile-an-hour vortexual storms that develop in the middle of Minnesota out of the blue. Mm-hmm. And it's going on today again as well, and I'm watching these supercells that are developing out of nowhere.
So, you know, a lot of people would just automatically jump to the argument of this is global warming, this is the cause of fossil fuels, but... You know, I know that, you know, you're saying that this is a part of this Nibiru cluster collection, second solar system, but what I'm really getting at here is a lot of us haven't seen this in our lifetime, so it's obviously larger than human life, but is this par for the course on a geologic or astrological time frame? Like, would this be expected if we knew better? Do you get where I'm going with this?
Frankly, we've done very, very well in comparison. I think that might have a lot to do with the chemtrailing or something like this, and I hate to even discuss that. But, like, the G7 countries are faring better than the other countries are, and so I think there is a certain amount of collective mitigation going on. And there's a lot of people that talk about geoengineering and HAARP and all that, and I try to just avoid that because, you know, this is so large and there is so influential from, you know, the magnetosphere on the planet going all cattywampus all the time. And I saw somebody the other day saying that this was large celestial creatures or beings that were affecting our planetary magnetosphere, and I sat there and I just chuckled. I went, "Oh my God, I can't believe you believe that!" But
it's like Cthulhu or something. It's like Lovecraft. Yeah.
Well, you know, and of course, everything is point of view. And if you go back through history and you look at some of these legends and you look at the description of King Marduk, who ended up turning into a god, the Sumerians, and all of this, and you cross-reference some of these references. And realize that there's a certain amount of spiritual superstition that goes involved in the descriptions of some of these things, that it would actually, if you took and cross-referenced the passing Nibiru group, in effect, could actually mean these things. Now, granted, it's very hard to do that, And this is, of course, what scholars and theologians have been doing for centuries, trying to debate what this actually means. But if you really look about it, the Greeks knew that we had two suns. The other groups of civilizations prior to them also knew we had two suns. And it's only within modern history, from literally the 1100 on, that information starts to get changed by people. And that was done mostly through money and the church and arguments between the religions as well. So the whole overall thing is, yes, this has got to be, because when the second sun arrived, all the planets tipped. All the planets are heating up. It's not just Earth. Now, if it was just Earth heating up, I'd say, well, okay, maybe man has a great deal to do with the CO2 and the carbon and all of that. But I think this is overall, because of the planetary, Earth is tipped. We're doing this wobble-wobble thing. People are making reports that the moon is going far to the north again. So, you know, it's all pointing to there's another big beach ball in the pool with us. There's more going on than we can say is just planetary.
So we can assume by this belief system that 3,600 years ago or so, these same sorts of weather phenomena were going on.
Right. There is evidence of in the climatology from somewhere in between 1750 BC to 1650, within that 100-year period, that the climate was excruciatingly hot. We also had, this is, of course, when the volcanic occurrences occurred in the Greek islands, where I'm trying to think of the name of the island. Anyway, this one major island in the Greek islands blew, created a tidal wave that took out everything but Egypt, because they have a huge northern marshlands that protected them from a good portion of the tidal wave.
Are we talking Mount Vesuvius?
No, actually, there was a major one. It's like St. something island that blew up, and it's just a volcanic core now with all these little mini islands around, and they think that was the big one that went off. Hmm. That took out the Minoans and the Mycenaeans and caused all of this really harsh climatology-type weather. And then all of a sudden, this group of people just vanished. And that was probably through disease and change in climate and inability to grow crops, because if it got hot and nothing grew, well, then these people are, of course, going to either leave unexpectedly and migrationally or in a hurry or whatever, and vanish and not leave record, which they're still searching for. Where did the Minoans and the Mycenaeans and all these other people go? And, climate migration, when everything you have is frying on fire and dying and you're walking through sand, well, you're not going to leave a lot of record behind where your people went.
Sure.
Especially if there's far less of them.
are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Reading Home Helper, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
You're listening to Chauncey and Kara on Radio Wasteland right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's Free Fire Radio. And don't forget to follow Radio Wasteland on Facebook at facebook.com/radiowasteland.us. You are listening to Samuel Hoffman right here on Radio Wasteland as we discuss Nibiru. This is a little off topic, but one thing I would, you know, earlier you were talking about a rocket or a three-engine rocket. And, you know, one thing that I have a hard time with your Facebook group with is that so much information goes up there that it can be very overwhelming. I would love to see you create a curated album in your photos that is basically like a gallery that's just for the skeptics, like just the hand-picked stuff that's like this right here. Sure, you can get abstract on some of the clouds and stuff, but this right here is undeniable. Here's a collection of 15 pictures that will blow your mind. You know, I would love to see that.
I'll put one together. I've thought about that numerous times, and a lot of the times what stopped me from doing that is that some people get hold of these pictures, and then they spread them all over the Internet without the background information.
So
what I need to literally do is I need to go in and hand tag every photo that I would put into that file, and that way they can't do that. And then add a description. And I do need to sit down and do some work for that And I appreciate your opinion on that, and I will do that.
Yeah, because don't get me wrong. I mean, I like it. I'm going through your Facebook page, and, you know, I see the pictures and stuff like that. But there is, you have a very large group with a very rabid following, and there is just a lot of information to go through there.
Yeah, and that's what I try to keep them down to, actually submitting their own personal sightings, and then not, you know, giving us reposts from YouTube because, oh, I found this on such and such a site and it's really cool. And it does have a tendency to make it very, very hard to, you know, stick to just the sightings alone, because then everybody's throwing in multiple topics. And yes, you're very right. It can be overwhelming, and there is so much information. And if you are a new person and you don't know what I mean when I say green planet and opacity, then, yeah, it can be very, very difficult. See, we've had the fortunate opportunity to watch these guys come in since they were tiny little dots in the sky. And then over time, they got bigger and bigger and bigger, and then we started recognizing some of their cloud patterns on how they behave when they start to enter towards our atmosphere and how it reacts with our weather and stuff. And over the years, which it's been a decade now, which is amazing, like it went by so fast, I can't believe it. But
it has.
Yeah. And yet it drug like I was pulling a train with my tongue. But anyway, We've had the opportunity to collect and mount all of this information together, and so we've known that this picture that we got random here is this because we've seen it so many times, and we've seen the cycles where it dawned on me the other day, and I was looking back at years and years old drawings, and people still tease me about my crayon drawings, as they call them. By the way, I've been using colored crayons or colored pencils for years, not crayons anymore. But anyway, I'll occasionally use crayon if I don't have the right color. But anyway, I've been teased a lot by that. But that's the fastest, best way for me to create this without sitting in front of a computer for hours and hours and trying to create a picture, making a mistake, and having to start all over again. Where if I make a mistake, I can crunch up the paper, throw it in the garbage, and grab a new sheet of paper and start all of them, and then I'm accurate.
Well, and as an artist myself, I need to defend the crayons, because I use crayon and watercolor and pencil and pretty much things that I can buy in the office section at any store. That's what I've always used for my art. That's what I do, and I consider it art. So,
right, and
those people can shut up.
I have two kids at home who are both artists as well, and they steal my pens all the time. So, I'm stuck. Oh, well, all I've got is this red crayon. We're stuck. Here we go.
That's how I got started, is stealing my mom's stuff.
Yeah, there you go. So, and my accuracy rate has been so high that people over the years have just, you know, come to start listening and going, you know, you're right again, and oh my God, I'm going to have to listen to you. And unfortunately, the new people don't get to see that as often, and they've not gone back through the 10 years together like we have with so many of our members. And we're well over 12,000 members right now. And, you know, and I'm still trying to limit the amount that we, and I got in trouble, believe it or not, I let 500 people in it for a week, and I'm still in trouble for it, because I let all the nice people in, and then Facebook chided me over that, and now I got no feed, and I can only read the three top posts on my own sites, where I can go to my personal page, and I can scroll all the way down the page for an hour, but I can go to these sites now, and I'm in trouble, because I let people in. Okay, you know. And we're getting chided in. Granted, Facebook has turned into kind of a hall monitor since they ended up in Congress. And, you know, they're trying to cover some of the – and there is – and I should mention that. There is so much negative disinfo coming from so many sources about so many different subjects that, you know, I have to say to everybody listening out there, if it's a negative finger-pointing statement, completely ignore it, please. Just stop feeding into the negative crap, and let's start listening to the people who are positive, and maybe who the ones who want to do something intelligent for a change, instead of cutting somebody else down to make themselves look better.
What I want from Facebook is a button that I can turn off politics, because at this point, you know, let's be realistic. This country is so divided that we've all already made up our minds about who we're going to vote for. Why don't we just stop talking about it? You know, it's not like there's anybody out there who's on the fence any longer. You know,
and if they are, then they, you know, they should be informed on their own rather than listening to the rhetoric that's being fed to them.
Right. Then watching some meme of Biden sniffing somebody's hair is not going to change their mind. You know, it's
I couldn't believe how fast it started turning. I mean, they just mentioned the choice for vice president, and all of a sudden it turned ugly within 2 hours.
Oh yeah.
And within 2 hours, it was ugly.
Oh, yeah, and you can tell people are just holding their racist tongues. And, yeah, I just wish I could turn it off entirely. You know, I want to go back to seeing people's avocado toast and conspiracy theories about Mothman, the good old days, you know?
I want to see some laundry soap commercials. I want to see commercials on, you know, Jimmy John's or something like that.
So, Andrea was nice enough to collect a couple of comments, off of, because on our YouTube channel, you are by and large the largest amount of our views, over time. You are by and large the most. And so here's, a comment that we got, and we figured we might as well pose it to you, because it was a question directly to you. And that was, okay. Maybe the next time you interview Sam Hoffman, you could ask him what that large bright light is that has been rising just north of east lately. It's been getting bigger, and also if he knows what is causing some of the stars to twinkle red, blue, green, and white. I've been seeing that for about 6 years now, have yet to get an answer from anyone.
Okay, well, the star in the east by northeast is... We're moving in the galactic plane as well as our yearly standard orbit, and the star in the east is most likely Venus, because recently we've had Saturn and Jupiter and Venus all in the same proximity with the moon, which has been in the south by southeast. Generically, it's also been due south. It's also been up to the west, up to the northeast, because the moon has been moving oddly. And by the way, that's not the moon moving. It's Earth tipping from the push from other planets, because our view of the moon does not change. It's Earth that actually rolls. And the other question was, why are they glittering different? That has to do with the tumbling of light through our atmosphere, the shining and the shimmering of starlight. Has to do with wave refractions through different densities of our atmosphere. They're not actually twinkling. Unless you're watching tumbling asteroids, and tumbling asteroids and comets do twinkle because of the tumble and the light refraction therein from different refracted edges.
Now, I'm assuming that this guy is saying that, because of course I know that about the twinkle, but I'm assuming that he means that it's been a little bit stronger, and so the first thing that I thought when I saw it was maybe it was some sort of boost in our atmospheric situation that's going on, you know, more moisture in the air, more dust particles, more...
I've been noticing that there's almost an electrical enhancement of a lot of things going on as well. And I kind of attribute to, you know, because when the second sun did arrive, atomic decay ratio changed and kind of goofed everybody's brains up when they were wondering why, and they never could cross-reference it. We know that the poles on all of the major normal planets started having these hexagonal north illuminating pole, and the southern poles of these planets were illuminating in different ways. And so I believe if you add another larger magnet to the scheme, I'm sure that our electrical enhancement has gone way up. The Schumann resonance is off the charts. So it's entirely possible that it's correct. You're right.
What is the Schumann resonance? I haven't heard that term before.
The Schumann resonance.
Schumann resonance. What is that?
Right. The Schumann resonance is a harmonic resonance of our magnetosphere. It's the sound of Earth. All the planets put off a sound, because sound equals light equals matter in physics. And each planet puts off a sound. And the Earth's Schumann resonance has been increasing drastically ever since about 2009, 2010. And, of course, that has to do with the harmonic reference to other bodies as well, because these sounds bounce off each other. And if we go back to our favorite topic, which is proton proximity likeness identification, where two protons, when they meet, when one harmonic proton has X harmonic value and it meets a smaller, less harmonic or less humming or lower humming proton, then the lower humming proton will meet the harmonic hum of the higher existing proton hum. And then they're forever joined in harmonic balance between each other, even across time and space. That's called proton proximity likeness identification. Hmm. So, most likely, with the visitation of the planets again, they're all humming like bells off of each other.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Recently, my very good friend, Reverge Anselmo, donated a very large amount of money to my campaign. In fact, history-making. Anselmo came to this county a few years ago with one thing in mind, to spare no expense and build the finest restaurant and winery. But after the county resource manager consistently harassed him, embarrassed him, and overregulated him to the point he left this county never to return. I can't do anything for Mr. Anselmo now, but I vow to stop this type of corruption from happening to others. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and yes, I'll spend every penny of that donation, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Covenant Church of Spokane, Washington is being sued by Planned Parenthood for holding an outdoor church service monthly in a public area next to Planned Parenthood's building. And Pacific Justice Institute has filed papers to defend against this lawsuit.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with Chauncey and Karen. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us.
You are listening to Samuel Hoffman right here on Radio Wasteland as we discuss Nibiru.
They have been pumping stuff underground and into the ground for so long that if we looked at those records, every one of those people would be hung by the nearest yardarm. There is so much chemistry pollution going on in this country. And if we found out and we actually went in and went after these people, most of them are long dead is the problem. And I worked for the city here, and if you knew what the city does with some of their chemistry waste, their toxic waste, and stripping companies and plating companies and all of this, and now our Clean Water Act has been removed from us. If you knew all the crap that they were pumping in the ground, you'd be amazed that we're still alive. And we, of course, we're seeing effects of PCB poisoning and all this other stuff from fracking and water supplies, and these people are talking about cancers and how their children are dying, and they're not doing anything about it, and it's already too late. That's the problem. Right. We've already let them pollute the living hell out of ourselves. And you almost have to ask yourself, where can I get safe water? Because safe water doesn't even exist anymore. Because they're adding remanufactured water treatment plant water and then selling it at Walmart.
Yeah, it's like, what is that, Dr. Strangelove, where the general Scott would only drink rainwater.
Yeah, and even that right now could be radioactive.
Right, yeah.
Because of Fukushima. Yeah, and you know, if you get a, because I'm a living witness, I got rained on from a Fukushima rain, and I got burns, and I ended up with thyroid cancer. And they didn't ask me if I had been exposed. They said, when were you exposed to a great deal of radiation? They didn't ask me if. They said, when.
That's terrifying.
And then, of course, I had thyroid cancer, and I had half of my thyroid removed, and I still have another polyp, and I have to go in for more.
Yeah, that's
because
terrible.
It was a sarcoma, not a melanoma. It was growing on the outside so they could surgically remove it.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, and it's not fun because I'm suffering from it. But anyway, but we don't know our environment is safe anymore in so many ways. And if you were smart, you'd actually stay inside and stay the hell away from all of this. Don't go out in the rain. God, don't go out in the rain right now.
Oh, that's one of my favorite things to do, though, frankly.
I know. I love it, too. I love going out in a nice rain, warm rainstorm. I love it, and I can't do that now. And every time I even get a couple of drops on me, I go, oh, shit.
Yeah, there's this old Ray Bradbury story, and I feel like the opposite there. A group of kids, people living on Mars, and like one day every, you know, several years or something, it doesn't rain, and this kid gets bullied and locked in a closet while everybody else gets to go play in the sun, and he has to, and I'm like the opposite of that. It's like, when the rains come, I'm just all, yes, I am going outside for the first time in months because it's raining, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But right. Now I probably should avoid that.
The thyroid cancer rate in Canada is through the roof because they were getting most of the straight across weather right after Fukushima.
And that's like a jet stream thing. They're like connected to some sort of airstream.
Right. And there's been people over the last couple. I haven't seen too many reports of it recently, but then our connection to Canada has been weaned away somehow on Facebook and all of this. And they can't watch some of our movies. We can't watch a lot of their stuff. Same thing in England. England is highly filtered. They don't get to watch a lot of the stuff that we produce. They're just not allowed to.
Yeah, that's weird.
And well, there is a huge amount of, you wouldn't believe the number of banned books the United States alone has. They're in the millions.
Oh, well.
Millions.
Just to bring it back to my own conversation that I was just having, I remember when I was a kid, they were talking about bringing Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451 into schools, but they wanted to censor it. And it's like, you can't censor a book about censorship. You know, it's like.
Right.
What is that?
Well, now get me started about the school system. You know, they're teaching people even in the hospitals now about 23 chromosomes. Well, the human has 24 chromosomes.
I don't understand.
Our 24th chromosome is clipped. Lab clipped.
Oh, like CRISPR'd?
CRISPR
is the DNA.
Right. It's good technology. CRISPR technology is fantastic, by the way. But anyway.
What do you mean it's been clipped? I don't understand.
And that's why they don't tell people about our 24th chromosome, because our 24th chromosome is clipped. And if we had our 24th chromosome fully, we would self-heal, and we would also live for 2,000 years.
I see what you're saying. By clipped, you mean it's been taken away.
It's been laboratory DNA clipped in a using CRISPR technology, exactly.
Right. I'm always full of movie references, but it's like lifespans on replicants in Blade Runner.
Well, I'll dip into that bag again. We're clones.
Right.
We are created workers that were designed from numerous other breeds of races put together and then added to the ape. And then over a series of numerous tries and fails, because there's been numerous versions of us, through this we have been manipulated into that which we are. We were not created by God. We were created by demigods.
I see.
And this technology created what the human is, and there are parts of the Pleiadians in us, and there's parts of the Draco race, and parts of some other race. There are 12. I'm told it was 12 different genome donors, plus the human ape. So, and that's why there's been so many numerous versions of looking Cro-Magnon man, blah 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 blah.
Right, makes sense. You know, the upgrade.
I mean, there's a lot of room in 300,000 years to do all kinds of stuff. And what happened prior to that, you know, what kind of development and how was the system run and were we created? And, you know, that information I don't have. But I know that we are manipulated intentionally.
Right. Well, we don't have too long until the end here. I did want to ask you, before we start telling people where they can find out more about you, I did want to ask you, what should people be looking for coming up? You know, when looking up at the sky, what should they expect to see? What should they be keeping their eye out for at this point, at this phase that we're in?
Currently, we've seen a lot of really fast-breaking storms. The people have been talking about how it was clear skies, and then all of a sudden they start to see these little puffs of something coming in, and then before you know it, the wind started kicking up, and then they had this crazy storm that just came in really fast. And then travels over fast, and it's damaging. So we need to watch out for those. If you're sitting in the living room and all of a sudden it gets intensely dark out, and you're thinking something's really, really weird, and why does it look so funny outside? Go outside and look, because it might be something. Now, granted, it could be just a couple of clouds going over. You could have a normal storm, or it could be something more important. But you don't need a telescope to see these planets. They are here. Look up, you know, dark gray-black sunglasses. Can't see it through lenses, no welding glasses, et cetera. If you see a really weird dark thing in the sky, one side of the sun or the other, and the rest of the sky looks different, well, then you're seeing a passing planet. Now, it's harder to see them at sea level. When you're higher up, you get a better view of it, and then you can't go out there and spend 5 minutes. You have to go out there for a little length period of time to get these, and they're not always in the same spot, and they move. So the best time is to see them is mid-afternoon to evening. If you're new at it, sometimes in the mornings you'll see some weird stuff. If you see some weird milky sky, something's really wrong with what you're seeing, spend some time looking. You'll figure it out, or come in and then start looking at our information that we share regularly on Montana Sky Watchers on Facebook, or type my name, Samuel Hoffman, SamuelHoffman. I only have one F because I'm the Dutch version instead of the German version of Hoffman. And the best way to do this is keep at it and know that we're not guessing anymore. We've been so long at this and everything has matched for so many years that it has become fact. It is no longer a theory or a hypothesis. This has been proven. And the trick is to get on board with it, or, like I said earlier, stick your head back in the sand, because we've got company.
All right. All right. Well, you know, I appreciate you being on the show. It's always fun having you on. You know, it's always new information, and I really appreciate it. It's obviously something that you spend a lot of time doing, because we always have new information coming. You've been listening to Samuel Hoffman here on Radio Wasteland. Do you want to find out more about him? Montana Skywatcher 2 is his group up on Facebook, or you can search up Samuel Hoffman. If you go to Montana Skywatcher 2 on Facebook, one of the very first posts is this interesting storm moving across the states with the lightning that we have been talking about. So a lot of interesting stuff to see there. And again, thank you, Samuel, for coming on the show.
I really like to thank you for having me and helping get out the word, because there's so many apparent things that are trying to